我们再发一下这个单张啊，没有的举个手。
And Joe maybe will be working with another handout too. We'll see what we can do on that.
He's got it.
I wonder if we should.
That's the old one.
I wonder if we should go and make more copies.
So there's more than five new guys, yeah.
There are, there are more.
Okay.
All right, so we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, just to welcome everybody, we're glad you're with us for our Tuesday afternoon Bible study. Remember that we have a Wednesday evening Bible study, question and answer at 7 o'clock, and then a Thursday morning Bible study at 9:30, and a Thursday afternoon study for ladies with Ann Reese on Thursdays at 1 o'clock. And then we got our regular meetings on Sunday. Keep coming back. Our objective is for you to learn the truth of the Bible.
欢迎大家今天下午来，我们还会有一些其他的课啊。我们除了周二下午的一点呢，周三晚上的七点半是有圣经的答疑，周四上午的九点半呢有其他圣经的课，那周四下午呢有关专门一点呢也专门给姊妹的圣经的课，那平常周日我们有正常的服事和讲道。
We are very, very glad that you come.
我们很高兴大家能来，我们的目的是给大家学习神的道。
I'm not sure that our neighbors are glad that you come.
不是很确定我们的邻居是不是很高兴啊。
Because sometimes you take their parking space.
有的时候呢，大家把他们的这个停车位占了。
So out of respect for our neighbors, we ask that you don't park on the south side of 17th Avenue.
所以为了尊重我们的邻居呢，我们希望大家不要停在17街的南面，就是马路对面。
You park farther away, get a good walk, and that'll be good for you.
所以天气不错，大家可以停远一点走过来。
All right. I don't know that there are any other announcements for today.
有没有今天还有其他的通知吗？
Okay, let's have a word of prayer that the Lord will help us today.
好，我们一起来做一个祷告，求主帮助我们。
Lord, we have come today to study the Bible.
主啊，我们今天来学习圣经。
Our objective is to hear God speaking to us.
我们的目的是听见神对我们说话。
We would really like it if the Lord Jesus Christ would come today in person into this room and teach us.
我们特别盼望如果主耶稣今天能来到这个房间教导我们。
But our Lord Jesus Christ has promised that he will teach us through the Holy Spirit as he explains the Bible to us.
但是主耶稣应许我们他会借着圣灵来教导我们把圣经解开。
And that's what we're praying today, that the Holy Spirit will speak to every one of our hearts and teach us what Jesus would teach us if he were here today.
主啊，这就是我们的祷告，盼望圣灵能对我们每一个人的心说话，就如同耶稣亲自在这教导我们一样。
Help Joe to be led by the Spirit.
也盼望您带领 Joe, 有圣灵带领他。
Help us to understand.
也帮助我们能理解。
And then give us the grace and humility to obey what God teaches us to do.
你给我们恩典，给我们谦卑，能够顺服神所教导我们的。
And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们所有这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
I can go and get this.
Maybe Roy's. Roy, do we have the old outline? The old one?Yeah. Did you make some copies?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you should have two pages. We're going to be looking at both of these pages today.
大家应该有两张啊，我们今天会两张都会看。
One page says the answer to man's greatest question.
一个呢说对人最大问题的回答。
And the other says action through awareness.
另外一章呢是在知道的通过知道来行动。
Okay, you should have two. Everybody got two? Okay. Mary, you need one?
Yes.
Yes, Mary needs one up here. Okay. You need one here.
Yeah, we better have it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have this copy? Your name and I. No.
This copy. We don't have this copy.
You don't have this?
No.
Oh.
Oh, we do.
This is my copy.
No, it's okay.
Roy has more copies.
Oh, Roy, we need a couple of action through awareness up here. Okay, good. Now, if you have a Bible, and I hope you bring your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 16.
大家翻开圣经啊，《使徒行传》的16章。 使徒行传16章。
I know we have a few new people today, so I'm going to give a brief summary of what we've been doing.
我们有一些新人，所以我们做一点回顾啊，我们在做的事情。
In Acts chapter 16, we have what is known as the Apostle Paul's second missionary journey.
所以第二，16章呢，是我们保罗的所讲的第二次的传道之旅。
This man called Paul was not always a Christian.
这个保罗这个人呢，其实并不是一开始就是基督徒。
If you want to read how he became a Christian, you can read when you go home, Acts chapter 9.
如果你想知道保罗是怎么成为基督徒的呢，你回家自己读一下《使徒行传》9章。
After this man became a Christian, it was his desire to be a missionary and tell others about the Lord Jesus.
那当他得救以后呢，他就特别盼望能够在他的传道之旅里带领别人信主。
Our text, Acts chapter 16, is what we call the second missionary journey.
所以《使徒行传》16章讲的就是他第二次旅行布道的过程。
On the first missionary journey, they didn't go quite as far as they're going to go this time, as far as geography is concerned.
第一次旅行呢，他们没有走到像第二次地理上这么远的地方。
One of the reasons to go the second time was to go back and encourage Christians that they had met on their first trip.
第二次的一个主要开始的原因是他们想回去兼顾那些第一次旅行布道中得救的基督徒。
And then the Lord was going to direct them to take the message of Jesus Christ to places that had never heard about him.
那同时呢，在这个过程中，神也带领他们去传讲福音，到一些他们第一次没有去过的地方。
The other thing I want you to know is that the work of God is never done by or with one man.
第二个我让大家知道的呢，神的工从来都不是靠一个人做的。
There is always a team, there are always others, and they band together to do the work of God.
总是一个团队，总是一群人，那他们彼此的协助来工作。
When we read Acts chapter 16, we find out that there are at least four men on the team to go on this missionary journey.
使徒行传16章至少我们看见有四个人在这个旅行布道的。
And some of you have been here, so let's name them. We've got Paul, he's the apostle. Who is with Paul, somebody?
有谁知道除了保罗还有谁吗?
Okay, Dr. Luke, I heard somebody say.
路加。
Silas, thank you.
希拉。
And one other, at least we know one other.
Timothy.
Timothy, okay.
提摩太。
So they are working together, and they're being led by God, by the Holy Spirit, where they should go.
所以他们是同样的一起工作，然后在圣灵的带领下工作。
One unusual thing that we find in this chapter is that the Holy Spirit of God told them where they could not go.
那有一个很不同寻常的是，在这次旅行里呢，神的灵啊，告诉他们哪里不能去。
They had a desire to go, let's say, in this direction, but the Holy Spirit of God says, no, you're not going in that direction.
他们有自己的想法，想往，比方说往这个方向走，但是圣灵带着他们说不要，不要往那走。
And then in a vision, God spoke to Paul, and there was a man over in this direction, and the man said, come over here and help us.
然后在一个异象里呢，神带着保罗看见在另外一个方向有一个人跟保罗他们说呢，到这里来帮助我们。
So they got together as a team, they thought about it, they prayed about it, and they concluded they would not go in this direction, they would go in this direction.
所以他们作为一个团队，他们思考，他们也祷告了，他们也讨论了，最后他们决定不往那个方向走，去到神带领他们的那个方向。
It would be several hundred miles. It would also have to cross a sea by boat.
那个新的方向呢，需要有几百英里以外，而且要过一个海。
And then they would bring the gospel into a little community called Philippi.
然后他们就把福音带到这个小的社区叫菲利比。
When they first get to this community,They find some women going to a prayer meeting by the river.
当他们第一次到这里的时候，他们发现有一些妇女呢在河边上祷告，有个祷告会。
One of the ladies in the story's name was Lydia.
那这当中一个妇人的名字叫做吕底亚。
And guess where Lydia was from?
吕底亚从哪来呢？
She was from over here.
她是从他们本来想去
的 Where they couldn't go.
但是圣灵不让他们去的地方来的。
And she had traveled as an immigrant, and now she's over there, and God is bringing his witnesses, his servants, to tell Lydia about the Lord Jesus.
但是她就跑了几百英里，跑到他们现在要去的这个腓立比啊，然后在这里遇见扫罗他们，神带着扫罗给他传福音。
And so Lydia becomes the first Christian in Philippi.
所以吕底亚是腓立比第一个基督徒。
And then she went home to her household, and either relatives or servants, they believed in the Lord Jesus as well as Lydia.
然后他就回家，他的家里也许是亲人，也许是仆人，他们也信了。就跟吕底亚一起得救了。
And that would have been the first baptism in Philippi, Lydia and members of her house.
对，在他家有一个受洗，这可能是腓立比的第一个受洗仪式，吕底亚自己和他的家人。
And so Paul and his team now are walking around in this little community of Philippi, going to prayer meetings and enjoying the community.
所以保罗呢？和他的同伴呢，就在腓立比呢，四处传讲，各种社区传讲福音。
Day after day, someone started following Paul and his team.
一天又一天呢，有一个人就后面一直跟着保罗和他的团队。
We're introduced to her. She's just a slave girl. That's all we know about her.
我们只知道呢，她是一个使女啊。
But she follows Paul and his team and says, "These are servants of the Most High God."
她跟随保罗他们说呢，她说这些人是至高神的仆人。
And we would conclude, yes, they were servants of the Most High God.
我知道，对呀，他们的确是至高神的仆人。
And then she said, "These men show us the way of salvation."
然后呢，他又说，这些人对你们传说救人的道。
And that's exactly what they were doing. They were showing the way of salvation.
这也的确就是他们在做的。
The problem was, this slave girl had a demon, the enemy of God, the devil, living inside of her.
这里的麻烦是，这个使女呢，她是被鬼附的，有鬼住在她里面。
So after this happened several days,Paul the Apostle confronts the demon inside the girl, and the demon has to leave. the girl, cast out.
然后几天之后呢，保罗正面对着这个鬼啊，然后把这个鬼从这个使女里面赶出去了。
And the people, the man that owned this slave girl, gets a group of people in that city, and they take Paul and Silas, and they bring them before the officials of the city.
这个使女的主人呢，因为没有得力的指望了，就把扫罗和希拉和他的同伴呢，抓到这个官府面前。
And when they get them before the officials of the city,They accuse them, well, really it's of treason. They teach customs that are not lawful for us and said these men are making a big trouble in our city.
所以他们控告保罗他们的理由其实就是叛国了，相当于就是我们这些人传讲原来我们不可受不可行的规矩。
Well, of course they were not making a big trouble.They were trying to help people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ so they could be saved.
他们其实完全没有在造麻烦，他们只是要带领人能够接受基督而得救。
So they were falsely accused, and they beat them with rods, and they threw them in jail.
所以他们是被诬告了，然后又被打了，被丢到牢房里去了。
The first night that they were in jail,we read in our scriptures that they were singing and praying unto God.
第一晚上他们在监牢里呢，他们在祷告、唱诗、赞美主。
There was a big earthquake that night, and all of the prison doors were open, and everyone's chains and bands were loosed.
然后有一个特别大的地震，所有的监牢门都开了，手上的镣铐也都解锁了。
In the confusion of the darkness and the confusion of the prisoners being free, the jailer who had thrown them into jail finally finds them in the dark, brings a light, and asks them a question.
所以在这些恐惧里啊，这个狱卒啊，然后他们就他就进到了在黑暗中进到了这个监牢里啊，然后问了一个问题。
And so I want you to look at the outline that says the answer to man's greatest question.
然后我们看这张单张，就是人最大问题的答案这张单张。
Now, we're going to read the Bible now. We're going to pick up in the storyline in verse 25.
好，我们看一下，从25节开始看。
And let's read right to the end of the chapter, and we're going to read around again. We can't, probably everybody can't read, but we'll read around right here.
然后我们用中文读一人一节哈，顺序读25节，读到这章的最后一节。约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开。众囚犯的锁链也都松开了，禁足一行看见天门也全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢地伏在保罗希拉面前，
又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
他们说，单信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。
当夜就在那时候，信主把他们带去，洗他们的伤，擦过从无他的人，彼此都受了洗礼。
当夜就在那时候。于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
到了天亮，官长打发差役来说，释放那两个人吧。
禁足就把这话告诉保罗说，官长打发那人来叫释放你们，如今可以出监，平平安安去吧。
保罗却说，我们是罗马人，并没有定罪，他们就在众人面前打了我们，又把我们下在监狱里，现在要私下撵我们出去吗？这是不行的，叫他们自己来撵我们出去吧。
差役把这话回禀官长，官长听见他们是罗马人就害怕了，于是来劝他们，领他们出来，请他们离开那里。二人出了监，往里底亚家那里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番，就走了。
Amen. Yeah.
Okay, now I call your attention to the outline.
看一下这个单章。
I'm just going to read the introduction and then you read it again. During the average lifespan, we're faced with many questions. Questions that call for vital decisions. There's the question of education, vocation, marriage, place of residence, etc. But of all of the questions that we must seek to answer, the most important one is the one asked by the Philippian jailer, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
好，这支单章的前面的这一段话呢是这样的，他说在我们每一个人的一生的时间里面，我们会碰见很多的问题，这些问题呢比方会需要一些很重要的决定要做，这个问题包括呢教育的、职业的、婚姻的、到哪里去住的等等，但是所有这些问题里，我们就是要寻求答案的问题里呢，最重要的一个其实是被这个腓立比的狱卒问的问题，他说呢，先生，我当做什么才可以得救？
Last week we talked about what do you think the jailer meant when he said, what must I do to be saved?
上一周我们问了大家，你觉得这个狱卒说我该怎么行才可以得救是什么意思？
We suggested that in that community of Philippi, the whole community knew that Paul and his team were there telling people how they could be saved.
所以在这个腓立比的这个社区里呢，保罗和他的团队啊，都在传讲，告诉别人怎么才能得救。
And we suspect that the jailer had heard what the disturbance was in the city, and then after experiencing what he did that night, his question to them was, how could I be saved?
所以这个狱卒应该也听过这个整个社区引起骚动的这么样一个背景，就是因为保罗他们在传讲人得救的福音，所以当狱卒见到保罗他们呢，他也自然问了这么一个问题，那我怎么才能得救？
Now there are a lot of ways to be saved.
有很多的方式可以得救。
Depending on what you mean when you say saved.
这取决于你在说我要得救，你的意思是什么？
Some of you were in the class before lunch and I told you that one night my house burned down, but I was saved because we got out of the house and we were not harmed.
我们在座有一些呢，在我们午饭前的那个短讲里面呢来听了，我跟大家讲了我的故事，因为我的房子有一次被烧了，我从里面被救出来了。
But we're talking about a different kind of salvation here in this text.
但在这个上下文里，我们在讲不同的得救的背景。
The Bible says all have sinned, and that means you and me.
圣经说呢，人人都犯了罪，这在讲你也在讲我。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一个义人，一个都没有。
All go astray, everyone's turned to his own way.
人人都走偏了，个人就行自己的道。
And the wages of sin is death, separation from God.
罪的工价乃是死，与神永远的分离。
Let me remind you that if there was no sin in the world, you would never need a doctor or a policeman or a funeral director.
所以如果地上没有罪啊，我要告诉大家，你会发现不需要医生，也不需要警察，也不需要葬礼的主持人了。
Sin brought all of that into the world.
这都是从罪带来的后果。
And you might ask the question, well, in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned, it wasn't really a big deal. They just took a little bit of fruit off of a tree.
你可能会这么想，在伊甸园里，亚当夏娃犯了罪，没有那么大一件事吧？他只不过从一棵树上摘了个果子吃。
The big deal was God told them not to do it. That was the big deal.
那真正在意的是因为神讲了不要这么做，但他们还是做。
So sin is to disobey what God tells us to do.
所以罪就是背逆神告诉我们要做的事。
And sin offends a holy God.
所以罪呢是直接冒犯是永生神的。
I'm going to do a survey now. Get ready for the survey.
我要给大家做一个调查，大家预备。
Get ready. I want you to put your hand like this so you can get ready to raise your hand. Get ready now.
大家把手这么放着，准备好举手啊。
Okay.
先预备好。
Ready? I'll call on the first one. I'll try to see the first one.
我要叫第一个人。
If anyone in this room is perfect, raise your hand.
如果这个屋子里谁是完美的，请举手。
Has anyone here ever sinned before?
如果谁犯过罪的，请举手。
I'm looking. Shane. Okay, get it up, buddy. Get it up. That's good. That's good. Why?
为什么？
See? And if you don't raise your hand, then I know you sinned because you lied.
我为什么要做这个调查呢？因为你不举手，我就知道你犯罪了，因为你在撒谎。
And we know that God has written His laws in our heart. We know that we have disobeyed God.
我们都知道我们背逆了神，因为神把他的律法写在我心里。
So in the big picture here, everybody's in trouble.
所以这里大的一个背景就是每一个人都是有麻烦的。
And so perhaps we should consider the question, what must I do to get rid of my sin, to get rid of the penalty of my sin? How could I be saved from sin?
所以这里我把自己带进去呢，我就要问这个问题，我怎么样才能把我的罪去除？把这个罪我身上而来的惩罚去除。
Now, last week, under number one, what the question implies.
所以在第一点呢，这个问题的意义是什么？
And the first thing we suggest, the question implies a sense of a lost condition.
所以这个隐含的意义呢，第一点就是它是代表一个失丧的状态。
We read these references, and we're not going to go over those references again, but let me put it this way. If you don't realize that you have sinned and you're separated from God, you don't need a Savior. You don't even want a Savior.
那我们这么来讲啊，如果你没有意识到你已经是个罪人，你已经与神分离了，你就不可能需要一个救主，不是吗？
I never heard of a person that went to the hospital and said, I would like to have some chemotherapy. I've never tried that. I just thought I've heard other people have had chemo. I think I'd like some chemotherapy.
你听过这样的一种人吗？他跑到医院去，他说，哎呀，我从来没有化疗过。哪个医生过来帮我试一下？我想试一下什么叫化疗。
And so the doctor will say, Well, do you have cancer?
然后医生会过来问你，你有癌症吗？
No, as far as I know, I'm okay. I don't have cancer, but I just like some chemo. I'd like to try some chemo.
你说，哎呀，我没有癌症，我就想试一下，这个化疗挺好玩的。
I can tell you nobody does that because chemo is like really, really hard on your body, okay? Really hard.
你会知道没有人愿意这么做，因为化疗是对人来说很大的。
That is the last thing you would want to do is say, I've got nothing to do this afternoon, I think I'll go have some chemo, you know.
这可能是你最不愿意，所有要做的事情里最不愿意做的一件，因为这个会对你。
You stay away from that is really hard.
你会很尽量避免这件事情，因为这个对你很难。
But when the doctor says, you have stage 4 liver cancer, and you might have 30 days to live, but I suggest you go for chemotherapy, you will probably go.
但如果医生说呢，你已经第四期的肝癌了，你大概还能有一个月的可活，我建议你现在去赶紧做化疗，你一定会去的。
And we say, why would I go? I don't like chemo. I don't want to take chemo. Why would I do that?
你说我为什么要去？我也不喜欢这个，我为什么要去呢？
And the answer is, I have a disease that is killing me, and I need to get some help. I need help.
答案就是呢，我有一个疾病要会杀了我，我需要帮助。
No person ever becomes a Christian.Unless they realize I am a lost sinner and I need help.
任何人不可能成为一个基督徒，除非他意识到我是一个失丧的罪人，我需要帮助。
If you're here today and you have become a Christian, I can tell you something else you have become.
如果你今天你是个在这里你成为一个基督徒，那我告诉你，你可能成为的是一个什么样的人？
You understood that you were a lost sinner, and then you wanted Jesus to be your Savior.
那就是你理解你是一个失丧的罪人，你才需要耶稣基督来救你。
If you're here today, and you've heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're not a Christian yet, I can tell you something else.
如果你今天来这里，你听到了福音，但你还不是一个基督徒，我要告诉你其他的一些事。
You do not believe that you are a lost sinner going to hell. You have not believed that yet. Because when you believe that, you will look for a savior.
你就肯定还没有意识到你是一个失丧的罪人，你没有相信你是一个失丧的罪人会去地狱的，否则你一定会需要帮助，你会想要基督的救恩。
So the first thing, number, or under A, capital A, there's a sense of a lost condition, capital B, a sense of urgency.
所以第二点呢，第一点是知道自己失丧的状态，第二个呢，是有一个紧急的状态。
If you understand that, you are separated from God by your sin,And that if you die in the meantime, your sin separates you forever, that will cause you to be very concerned about becoming a Christian.
如果你意识到啊，你因着罪啊，已经和神永恒的分离了，这样的一个失丧的状态会给你一个非常强的急迫感，你需要帮助。
And the reason it will is because you don't know when you will die.
这样的一个急迫感的原因是因为我们没有人知道我们什么时候死。
I lived in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario for 25 years.
我在安大略省的 Sault Ste. Marie 住了差不多有25年。
One day in Sault Ste. Marie, I went to the barber shop.
有一天呢，在那个城里，我去一个理发店。
And the barber was cutting my hair.
理发师呢，剪我头。
And this is before cell phones, so at least I didn't have one. And so the phone rang in the barber shop.
那个时候呢，还是没有手机的时代，所以这个时候呢，店里的电话响了。
And the barber said, "It is for you, Joe."
然后那个理发师就跟我说呢，这是找你的 ，Joe.
So I pick up the phone. It is my wife.
然后我就拿起电话，是我太太。
And she said, there is a neighbor here to see you, and he said he must see you right now.
然后他说，我们家现在来了一个邻居，要见你，说立刻就要见你。
I said, I got a half a haircut. I mean, do I have to come right now?
然后我就跟他说呢，我现在头剪了一半，我现在你说立刻是现在就去吗？
Says you must come right now.
然后他说你现在就来。
So clip 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 fast and away I went.
然后呢我是赶紧随便剪了几下就赶紧去了。
So I get home and here's this neighbor and I had met him before but I didn't really know him.
那回家了有这个邻居在我的确见过他但是我不是很认识他。
I knew that his mother and father.Were Christians. I knew that.
我知道这个男人的父母是基督徒。
He's in his 30s, 30 something.
那个时候呢，这男人大概三十多岁吧。
Never became a Christian.
啊，从来没有信主过。
But his philosophy, his thinking was, I know what I have to do to become a Christian, so I'm going to do everything I want to do first, and then at the end of my life, I'll just trust Jesus and I'll be able to have my sins forgiven.
啊，他这个人的逻辑是什么呢？他说我知道一切关于耶稣的道理啊。所以呢，我决定呢，我要过地上我喜欢的日子呢，一直过着，直到我知道我快死了，我赶紧去信主。
So he never worried about becoming a Christian.
啊，所以他不着急啊，他不觉得不成为基督徒不是那么很赶的事儿。
So on this particular day, while I'm getting a haircut, he has his TV on and he's going through the channels on his TV. Click, click.
所以那天呢，就在我剪头的那一天呢，对，他就在家看电视，不停地换频道。
And as he is clicking through the channels, there was just one scene, one click, and he didn't even stop. He just kept going.
然后他一直在换台的时候呢，有一个画面出来了，他也没有停下，他就一直在换台的过程。
And that particular channel was a preacher who was preaching.
那个换台的过程中呢，那个有当中有个台是有一个传道人在讲道。
He never turns on that channel because it's boring to him.
他从来没有去停下来到这个频道，因为那个对他很枯燥。
But he's clicking channel after channel after channel.
那天他只是顺序换台，一直换下来。
And the only thing he saw when he passed that channel was this.
那天他换台的时候，经过这个频道的时候，他就看见屏幕上有这么
Jesus may come today. Are you ready?
上面写的是
only so.
换过去的瞬间呢，上面出现的画面就是耶稣今天会来，你准备好了吗？
He turned the TV off.
他就把电视关了啊。
But he thought to himself, I never thought about that, he said.
然后他就跟自己说，哎，我从来没想过这事。
He's healthy, he's wealthy, he's having fun, he's going to have fun when he gets to be an old man, he'll just trust Jesus.
然后他也很健康，他也很有钱，他也很高兴，他觉得他等到年老的时候再去信主，一切都很好。
But he never thought,What if Jesus comes today and I'm not ready?
他从来没想过，假设今天耶稣来了，我还没准备好。
So of all the people he could have called, he came to my house on foot, like from his place, he ran to my house.
所以他能想得起来的这个人，他要求助的就是 Joe， 所以他跑到 Joe 的家里来啊，几乎是光着脚跑过来。
When I got home.Yeah, he was sitting in my study at my house.
然后呢，我回家的时候，他就坐在我家里。
I thought the man was crazy. I thought he was crazy.
我觉得他有点疯了啊，这个人。
He couldn't speak hardly. He was sweating. He was rubbing his hands like this.
他的状态呢，就是他在出汗，然后他结结巴巴，他话说不顺啊，他手一直搓着。
And I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "No, I'm not okay."
我说你还好吗？他说不，我不好。
He said, "I'm not ready. If Jesus comes, and he could come any minute," he said, "he could."
他说我还没有预备好耶稣来啊，但是耶稣每一分钟都可能来。
There is an urgency about it.
所以是有一个紧急的需要的。
That man.Trusted Christ that day, and many, many years later, he had gone on to prove that salvation changed his life. Jesus came in.
所以那一天，这个人接受了基督，成为他的救主。而之后的很多年呢，他给人做见证啊，耶稣改变了他的生命。
Let me put it like this: He was in a hurry to be saved.
所以他是在一个。急切的状态下要得救。
You know why?
你知道为什么
？Because he was lost and he knew he wasn't ready.
他因为他知道他失丧了，他没有预备好。
I talked to three young men a month or two ago. and told them about the gospel. And at the end, I said to them, I said, this is not something you gamble on, whether it's true or not. You don't roll the dice on this. You need to get ready.
几个月前呢，我跟三个年轻人讲福音啊，讲到最后呢，我就跟他们说，我说这不是一个你们去丢骰子赌博的事情，你要预备好。
Okay, let's look up a couple of verses. Proverbs chapter 27.
让我们查一些经文，箴言二十七。
It's in your outline.
在你们的单章上啊。
Verse number one.
二十七章一节。
Proverbs chapter 27 and verse number one.
二十七章的一节，箴言。
I would like for somebody to read that for me in Chinese, and then I'd like for somebody to read that in English, please.
谁用我们？谁帮我们用英中文读一遍？用英文读一遍。先选一个用中文读的，谁帮我们用中文读？
不要为明日自夸，因为一日要生何事，你尚且不能知道。
二十七章一节。
Yeah.
Anybody in English?
English? What's wrong? English or maybe? Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth.
Okay. Okay. A friend of mine was walking down in a mall, in a shopping mall. And there was a fellow had a little booth up, and he said, for $10, I can tell your fortune. I can tell you what's going to happen to you tomorrow.
我有朋友呢，去商场里啊，然后呢，看见一个小亭子，里面有个人啊，然后这个人说呢，你给我10块钱，那我能告诉你，给你算个命，明天未来会怎样。
My friend said, I will give you $100 if you can tell me what I did yesterday.
然后我朋友呢就跟他说呢，那我给你100块钱，如果你能告诉我我昨天干了什么。
He said, no, I don't work that way.
然后那个算命的时候，这不是我们做生意的方式。
The truth is, tomorrow may never come.
因为真理是呢，可能我没有明天。
May never. This might be the last Bible study I ever give. It may be the last one you ever hear.
这也许是我最后讲的一个圣经课，也许是你最后听的一个课。
You have no guarantee that you'll have another chance tomorrow.
因为我们不知道是不是有保证明天一定会来。
If you know what you need to do, you need to be urgent about that and settle your account today.
所以当你知道你需要做的事呢，你总是要把它，这是紧急的事放在前面。
Okay, New Testament, James chapter 4.
那新约的雅各书四章，新约雅各书四章啊，407页，新约的。
And let's just read verse 14, James, New Testament, Book of James, chapter 4, verse 14. Someone will read that first in English this time, and then in Chinese.
谁帮我们先用这次四章的十四节雅各书，先用英文读，然后我们再换一个人用中文读。先用英文读。
Thank you. And in Chinese?
中文。
其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Thank you. Thank you. So the scriptures are very, very clear. We're not going to look up these other verses just yet, but let me remind you of some other verses that the Bible says. It says, not only is our life like a vapor from a boiling pot, just like this, and it's gone, but it also says we're only one step away from death.
所以圣经很多的经文都是这个意思，不但像这里用的是一个云雾出现烧时就不见了，另外的一处呢，讲到我们离死不过一步啊。
There's a story of a farmer who was in his barn, and there came a thunderstorm, and so he just stayed in the barn while it was lightning and thundering.
有一个农夫呢，在他的农场，在他的谷仓里啊，他那时候呢碰到一个大的 雷暴，然后外面在打雷闪电，他在谷仓里。
And he realized he had his two workhorses, they were tied up outside the barn.
他就想起来呢，他有两个平时要用的马，是现在拴在外面。
So he decided he'd better get his workhorses in the barn so that lightning wouldn't strike them.
他就想到他最好把这两匹马呢牵到谷仓里来，这样的闪电不会打到他们。So
he went out to get his horse, and as he reached for the horse, lightning struck that horse and killed him dead right on the spot.
当他出去的时候，他的手去牵这匹马的时候，这个闪电正好打在马身上，把他也打死。
That man later wrote a gospel tract, and he called it One Step from Death.
他手去抓这匹马的时候，还没抓到这个闪电把这匹马打死了，所以这个人后来就写了一个福音，写了一个说，一首圣诗说离死差一步啊。We're
all one step from death. Nobody has any guarantees.
我们都是一样，因为没有人有这个保证。We're
like a flower that blooms and then fades and then vanishes away.
我们就像花啊，然后开了，然后谢了，然后就成灰了。
It's like a shooting star, just life, and then it's gone.
就像天边的流星一样，一瞬就过去了。Here
I am, 75 years old, and I look back and I go, where did time go? It seems so short.
我现在已经75岁了，我现在回头看呢。
I have a friend who says, life is short, very short, and we better make arrangements for the next life.
所以我一个朋友说，哎呀，生命真的很短，所以我们最好预备未来生命里需要预备的。The
problem is, we don't know how short it is.
麻烦是呢，我不知道这个生命到底有多短。One
step away from death.
因为离死不过一步嘛。Yeah.
So here we're told, don't count on tomorrow. Do what you need to do today.
所以不要依靠明天，你今天该做的事，今天就做决定。
Let me go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书的6章。 哥林多后书六章，319页新约。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 2.
第二节。
First in Chinese and then in English, please.
先用中文读，然后再用英文读，谁帮我们先用中文读？
因为他说在悦纳的时候，我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。Okay,
then in English.
英语，谁帮我们读一下？
For he said, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I help you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation.
Okay. The Bible puts salvation in the present tense always.
圣经里讲到得救啊，永远都是现在时。
Now, think with me for a minute. I want you to think with me. There are people in hell today. They're in hell today.
想一想，今天在地狱里是有人的。
Who said tomorrow I'm going to become a Christian, but tomorrow never came.
这样的人呢，说他在地上的时候，他说明天我想成为一个基督徒，但明天没有来。对他。
The Bible says today.
圣经说。
Is the day of salvation.
今天就是得救的日子。
Not yesterday.
不是昨天。
It's done. You cannot change it.
昨天已经过了，你不能再改变了。
Not tomorrow，
也不是明天。
It may never come。
明天可能没有来。
Today is the day，
就是现在。对。
On some today， hopefully will be your day of salvation. My encouragement， don't put it off。
所以，对于我们在座的呢，如果今天。你如果是听见福音的日子，就不要推迟到明天。
Okay, let's go to capital C in our outline. Capital C.
我们来看第三点啊，在我们这单章的第三点。
The question not only implies a lost condition and a sense of urgency, but a willingness to act.
那不但是知道自己是失丧的状态，知道紧急的状态，还有一个。意愿去行动啊 ，C 这个点有意愿行动。
Sometimes we know what to do, and we know we should do it. There's an urgency, but we don't do it.
有的时候我们知道需要做什么，我们也知道很紧急，但是我们却不做。
This is what we call putting it off.
这就是我们常说的拖延、推迟。
The big word is procrastination.
就是拖延症了。
And if I can wait till tomorrow, I am not going to do it today.
如果可以等到明天，我就倾向今天不做。
So, now, your other sheet.That looks like this.
啊，你另一张、okay. 另一张单张啊，是这样的。
I'm going to read the introduction.
我要读一下这个介绍前面的。
In most cases, when a person becomes aware of a need in their life, they take a course of action to meet that need.Most of us practice this principle every day. Example, go ahead.
Yeah, 在大所有的情况里呢，当一个人意识到他有一个生命中的需要的时候，他总是会采取行动来满足这个需要。我们所有的人都是按照这个原则每天在行事的。
An example, if I see that the gas gauge in my car reads empty, then I need to take a course of action. I need to stop.Go to a gas station and fill up my tank.
比方说，举一个例子，当我看见我的油表，车子的油表呢，只是油箱空了，我这时候要采取一个行动，把车停下来加油。
This is not a hard principle to understand.
这个不是一个很难的原则去理解。
If you wake up in the morning and you have a severe headache, you will probably go to your medicine cabinet.And see if you have any Advil or Tylenol or Aleve or something that you're going to take.
如果你一早晨起来发现你头疼的厉害，你会怎么样？你去到你家的药箱里去翻，有没有什么泰诺啊、Advil 这些感冒药和止痛药
？Or if you're more of a natural remedy person, you will eat some fruits or take some vitamins or do something. But you take a course of action because you have a headache. You need some help.
如果你是一个相信自然疗法的人，你可能就会找一点什么蔬菜汁啊什么，你去，总之你会开始做一点什么，让你开始好起来。
I was having some ministry among the Cree.Indians in northern Canada in what's called James Bay.
那我在James Bay 呢，会做一些当地的印第安人的传福音的工作。
And we decided to go on a goose hunt, shooting geese.
那时候呢，我们决定做一个呢，去打鹅的，打野生鹅的那个打猎。
A matter of fact, one day before I leave, I'm going to show you something that you have never seen before. I have it with me.
我带了一点你们从来没有见过的东西啊，我离开前一天给你们看看。
And I'm not going to tell you which meeting I'm going to show it at. So you have to come to all of the meetings. But I will show it to you.
他带了一点很有好玩很有意思的东西，但他不告诉你哪场会他拿出来，所以你每场会都得来。
I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with a goose.
这是跟这个鹅有关系的，我给你一点提示，跟他打那个鹅有关系的。
Now I forgot my point. Oh, brother.
It's okay.
Give me a minute. What was I saying? I know. So we are camping, and we're camping on the shore.Of James Bay. Sometimes you'll look on a map, you'll see where James Bay is.
所以那个时候呢，他们在 James Bay 边上啊搭营地哈、啊，然后搭帐篷。你去看见看地图，你就知道那在哪。
If this is a map right here, and you're looking at the map, the Atlantic Ocean is over here, and the water comes in. The Atlantic Ocean comes in inland in Canada.Forms what's called Hudson Bay and then James Bay below that.
如果呢你面对它啊，它刚才手势是面对它，所以你们的右手边呢就是大西洋。大西洋的水呢往里流，先流到一个Hudson Bay Hudson 的这个湾底下呢就是 James 的湾 ，Bay 就是湾的意思。
So this is the water in these two bays is salt water.And it is also ocean, so it has a tide system. The water goes up and down with the tide every day.
所以这个海水是这么进来的，所以这两个湾的水全是咸的，所以它其实是海的一部分，所以它会有海潮的。
So we are in canoes and we're camping, and if the tide...Did you know anything about tides?
I don't know. I know the tide.
You know about tides? Okay, the water goes out and the water comes. Okay, you know that. Very good. So we're in canoes, okay? The tide is in next to the shore. So we take our canoe in and we get out of our canoe and we make camp, right?
Okay. 所以他们带着独木舟去的啊，然后呢浪海潮来的时候呢是涨潮的，海潮退的时候呢它的岸就露出来了，他们就在那边搭上帐篷。
Okay. The problem is overnight the tide goes out.
但是麻烦是呢到晚上的时候潮水会涨起来的。
And our canoes are all sitting in the mud. No water.
然后我们的独木舟呢都落在那个泥里哈，没有水。
So we get up the next morning and we want to leave. We want to go, but the canoes are sitting in the mud.
然后第二天早晨起来呢，我们发现那个独木舟在泥里啊，我们走不了。
Now we had 11 canoes, okay? 11.
有十一个独木舟。
And these canoes are from here to Cindy, about that long, each one and quite wide.Full of tents and equipment and people.
所以这个独木舟是很大的，就是从他这里到森林那么远那么长啊，然后有一两米那么宽，然后里面装的都是帐篷啊设备也装人。
So, my Indian friends go, yes, 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 we will play a game. They said, we will play a game.
然后他的印第安的朋友就说，哎，太好了，那我们就干脆留下来玩个游戏吧。
I said, what kind of game are we going to play?
我说，我们玩什么游戏？
They said, this game is called Catch the Tide.
这个游戏叫抓住海潮。
So the water is out here, and we're back there. So they take their tent poles, they put them in the mud, and they start pushing these heavy canoes,rolling them on the tent poles until they can push them far enough to catch the tide. They're in the water now, and they're floating. One is floating now. They got 10 more to go get.
所以呢，他们把那个搭帐篷的那个棍子啊，放在底下，然后呢铺了一路，然后呢把这个绳子拴在那个独木舟上呢，就把它从那陷在泥地里的状态呢拉到后面的那个海水里，就是退了潮的那个海水里。有一个已经过去了，还有十个独木舟还在泥里呢。
Okay, so we got one canoe floating, and we go back to get canoe number two.
我们救了一艘独木舟，现在去找去救第二艘。
And we start pushing number two on the poles, and we got number two canoe now in the water.
然后呢，从这个棍子上呢，我们拽过来啊，然后第二个好了。
When we got canoe number five in the water, those five canoes are now in the mud because the tide is going out.
因为他们是在退潮的时候做这个事的啊。当他们把第五艘的这个独木舟呢拽到原来有水的地方的时候呢，发现这五艘又已经都在泥里了，因为潮水又退下去了一部分。
And we moved all 11 canoes 3 times each before we got them all in the water at the same time.
他们挪着11艘独木舟啊，每艘都挪了三次，最终才赶到水哈、啊，才追到这个潮水。
Now the worst part of this was we didn't have breakfast that morning.
这个故事最糟糕的部分是那天
他们 You need fuel, you know. For,
他们还没吃早餐。
You need some energy, you know. And in this whole thing, I know you think I'm not getting around to it, but I'm getting around to my point here. In this whole thing, the Cree Indians have a philosophy.
对，这个整个故事里呢，这个印第安的朋友呢，他有一个原则。
And their philosophy is, white man has to look at his watch to see if his stomach is hungry.
他说呢，他说白人啊，需要看表才知道自己饿了。
Because most of us say, it's breakfast time.
You know? 因为呢，他们的大部分人都是一看表。
It's lunch time.
可以吃早餐了。可以吃中餐了。
It's supper time.
吃晚餐了。
And it wasn't until 5:30 that night, that late afternoon, that they said, it is time to eat.
直到那天下午五点半啊，他们才说，可以吃饭了。
Because they had to get their work done first, or we never gonna get out of there. Okay.
因为他先要把这活干完，否则当天谁都出不去了。
They had a need that day. They had to get those canoes in the water, or we had to wait 24 hours for that water to come back in.
所以他们那天有个大的需要，要把这个独木舟拽回水里面啊，所以他甚至为这个做了24个小时。
They took a
啊，否则要等24个小时。
So they took a course of action because they had a need in their life.
因为他有一个需要在生命里，所以他要采取行动。
And they did not worry about what time it was. The need is too great. We've got to do it now.
所以他不是看着表，也不管这是什么时候，这个需要如此之大，他现在就要无论什么时间要把它做掉。
So, I've got six examples on your outline.
我们有这张另外一个单张上啊，有六个例子。
And in every one of these examples, we're going to ask the same question.
那每一个例子呢，我们会问一个同样的问题。
We're going to ask the question, what was the problem or what was the need?
那问题是麻烦或者说需要是什么？
What course of action did they take to meet that need?
那他采取了什么行动来满足这个需要？
And what was the result?
结果是什么？
Okay, so let's take our Bibles and we're going to look at number one, Mark chapter 10.
然后我们拿开翻开圣经，我们来看第一个马可十章。 81页新约。
Okay, we're going to read 10 verses, or verses 17 through 27.
我们要读十节，十七节到二十七节。
How about we go back to Bruce? Can we start with you and just to your right and read along there verses 10 through, or sorry, chapter 10, 17 through 27.
我们从 Bruce 开始啊，然后一人一节往下顺序读。从十七节读到二十七节。
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”
耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。”
诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
他对耶稣说：“夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。”耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
耶稣周围一看，对门徒说：“有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呀！”
行啊。
哦，门徒吸取他的话，耶稣又对他们说：“小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！”
骆驼穿过针里面，比财主进神的国还容易。门徒又上来吸取针对他说：“这样谁能？”
耶稣看着他们说：“在时是不能，在时却不然，因为神凡事都
能。” Okay, thank you. Now, I'll refer to these in English as we look at them, but this is our first example to consider.
这是我们今天第一个例子啊，要考虑的。
Okay. So, our first question is, what was the problem, or what was the need?And this man's life.
这个人的生命里他需要或者说他的问题是什么？
Okay. It sounds a little bit like Tower of Babel here, but other than that, it's okay. Right? One person that thinks they know the answer, tell me, please.Anyone? Go ahead, Josh. Go for it.
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
Okay. So what was his need? What's the problem? Think about what's going on. Thank you, Josh. Think about what's going on in this man's mind and his heart.
你想一想，在这个人的想法里和他的心里在经历什么？他在什么想法？他想需要什么
？He'd like to have eternal life. Why? Why does he want eternal life?
为什么想要永生啊？
Yeah, he's got everything. He wants more, right? Could we say he's not satisfied with what he has?
Yes.
Okay. And he realizes there is something missing in his life. So he asked the question, what does he have to do?Does that remind you of the question in Acts chapter 16?
所以他问耶稣，他能做什么才能承受永生？是不是和使徒行传十六章的问题一样
？Yeah, it's almost the same question.
几乎是同样的问题。
So the jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" And this man says, "What can I do to have eternal life?"
所以狱卒说呢，我能行什么才能得救？他说我能做什么才能得永生。
Okay, so let me ask you this. Does he go to the right person to ask that question?
那我来问你们，他是不是去到对的人那里才问这个问题的？
Yes, he does.
对的人。
Right. We sing it every Tuesday morning. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life.
我们每个周二都会唱耶稣基督是道路真理和生命。
If you want to have your sins forgiven, if you want to be in the family of God, there's only one person, and that's the Lord Jesus that can help you with that. Only one.
如果你想你的罪得赦，你想进神的家，只有一个人，耶稣基督，他能帮助你。
So he's got a need because he realizes that everything he may have in life does not satisfy his heart. And so he's got a need. That's the problem. So what course of action did he take to meet that need?
所以他意识到他有的东西没有办法在里面满足他，所以他有一个需要。那他做了什么来满足这个需要呢？
See, if your car is out of gas, what course of action do you take? You go, where is a gas station? Where can I fill up? And so you're looking for a place to go. Right?
如果你的车没油了，你会做什么？你会寻找一个加油站。你会找你的加油站在哪？
So what course of action does this man take to meet the need?
那这个人采取什么行动来满足需要呢？
Should I ask for that?
Okay, so...He's going to find the source that he believes that can help him meet that need, right?
他找到了一个源头，他认为能够帮助他的。
Was there any urgency about that?
在这里有没有紧急的情况？ Yes.
Cindy, go like this. Go like this. It's okay. Go like this. Yes, you're right. Go like this. How do I know there was an urgency?
我怎么知道有紧急情况？
Read the Bible. Read the Bible.
你读圣经啊。
Verse 17.
十七节。
He's running.
他跑来。
He's running.
他跑来的。
He says, like my friend back in Sault Ste. Marie.I've got to do this today. I've got to do this right now.
就像我这在苏珊·马瑞那个朋友啊，说我们今天立刻就要把这个船解决掉。
Remember the canoes? We couldn't wait. We had to run. We had to keep running.
说记得这个独木舟啊，我们不能等，赶紧跑了坐。
Now, I don't think we actually read it here. Somebody give me the cross reference of this. I think it's in Matthew 19. Somebody, we won't turn there, but it talks about him being wealthy. Not in this text. Let me check. Let me check Matthew here. We don't.
这个故事在很多福音书里都有啊。他另外一个地方讲到他是一个富有的人。
Uh-huh.
应该是马太的十九章。
Okay. Verse 22 in Matthew 16, and verse 22, and it does. Okay, sorry. Either one, if you're taking notes, Matthew 16 and verse 22.
Matthew 19.
Oh, sorry, 19. Thank you.
马太的十九章的二十二节讲到，这个少年人的家产很多啊。
Yeah.
Mark 10:22
Yeah, that's right. And in Mark 9:22.
10:22.
Oh, it's getting long. It's a long day, Harold. Long day. Okay.What's my point? My point is both of these accounts say he had great possessions.
所以这些记载呢都讲到他有很多产业。
I don't know if Luke records it or not, but the picture that we have of this young man is that he has succeeded in life And he has everything that he needs, except he doesn't know how to go to heaven. He doesn't have that yet.
所以这里的图景是这个年轻人呢，他在地上的一切事情上都很成功，他只是不知道该怎么得永生。
So we know he is dissatisfied with his riches, and he's trying to meet the need, trying to fill that void in his life.
但是他很明显不会因着他地上的富有而得着满足啊，他里面是空的，所以他要有这么样的一个需要，他想找到来填补这空白的。
So he asked the Lord what he could do. Okay.
他来问耶稣他该做什么。
So he takes a course of action. There's an urgency. He's running. He falls before him.
所以这有个需要，而且他很紧急，他在跑，而且跪在耶稣面前。
Now, visualize this in your mind for a moment. Get this picture, okay?
脑子里用图面图画来想象这个场面。
Here's the Lord Jesus, who, for all intent and purposes, we would say, for ordinary man, he doesn't even own a house. Jesus doesn't.
所以作为耶稣啊，他作为一个普通人来说，他连一个房子一套房子都没有。
Jesus would say, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but I have nowhere to lay my head.
耶稣说呢，狐狸有洞啊，飞鸟有窝，但是人子也就是他自己呢，没有枕头的地方。
He would often go to Martha and Mary and Lazarus' house in Bethany and visit them, but he didn't have a house.
他去经常去马大玛利亚和拉撒路家里呢，就伯大尼的玛利亚家里呢，去住宿啊，他自己没有房子。
He didn't even have any money in his pocket.
他口袋里也没有钱。
One day they ask him, the religious leader says, "Do you pay taxes, or should we pay taxes?"
有一天呢，宗教领袖问他，那你付不付税呢？我们需不需要付税给凯撒呢？
And he said, "Bring me a coin."
然后他说呢，那
谁 He didn't have a coin in his pockets.
他说谁给我一个铜钱？他说明他的口袋里连一个铜板都没有。
And they brought him a coin, and he says, "Whose picture is on the coin?"
然后他就别人给他个铜板，他说这个铜板上的像是谁的
？They said Caesar's picture is on the coin.
是凯撒的。
And Jesus said, "Then you give Caesar what is Caesar's, and you give God what is God's."
耶稣说呢，把凯撒的归凯撒，神上帝的归上帝。
And then he said, "Peter, come here a minute, Peter."
他跟彼得说，彼得到这来一下。
He said, "Run down to the shore and cast a line out into the water, and when a fish bites it, pull the line in and bring to me what's in the fish's mouth."
然后他说，你去到海边去钓个鱼，把鱼线丢下去，钓上一条鱼来，你就把鱼带给我。
So Peter goes down, he throws the line in, nibble, gets the fish, brings it back, opens the mouth, guess what's in the fish's mouth?
然后他彼得把鱼线丢下去，拽上来，把嘴打开，鱼的嘴里有什么？
A coin.
有一个铜钱。
He said, "Go pay the taxes."
他说行。
He didn't have any money himself.
他就让彼得用这块钓上来鱼的里面的铜钱去付税，说明耶稣口袋里一分钱都没有。
So, in your mind, the picture I want you to see.Is a penniless prophet walking down the street. Penniless, poor prophet.
一文不明的价值啊，一文不明的价值，在耶稣就是这样，在人眼里是一文不明，但是非常有价值。
At the other end of the street, we find a wealthy young man.
然后在街的另一边走过来的是一个非常富有的年轻人。
And that young man is running toward Jesus, who has nothing really.
但这个年轻人却跑来到耶稣面前，而耶稣其实在地上什么都没有。
And he falls down at the feet of the Lord Jesus.And says, "What could I do to have eternal?"
那个年轻人却跑来跪在耶稣面前，说：“我能做什么才能得永生？”
So we know a lot. We haven't read very far into the story, but we know quite a bit of what's going on now.
所以我们没有往下读，但我们已经知道正在发生什么了。
I want you to think in your mind this afternoon, are you completely satisfied with the life you have?
我想今天下午大家自己在自己心里面想一想，你现在的生活你满足吗？
Because if you're not, then I know somebody that can help you.
如果不满足呢，我认识一个人，他能救你，他能帮助你。
And this is what this story is about.
这就是这个故事所讲的内容了。
Do you have a need?
你有一个需要吗？
You got a hole in your heart?
你的心里是不是有个洞呢？
What course of action are you taking to meet that need?
那你采取了什么行动来满足这个需要呢？
I'm going to suggest that this young man who is wealthy,
我告诉你呢，这个年轻人他很富有。
Had to humble himself that day when he fell down before Jesus.
当他跪在耶稣面前的时候，他是谦卑自己的。
They're not the only people on the street, I'm sure. There's a lot of people.
街上可不只有他们两人呢，应该很多人。
And if he's wealthy and he's young, he knows a lot of people. A lot of people know him.
他有钱，他又是年轻人，他认识很多人，很多人也认识他。
And so it cost him something that day to bow before Jesus to ask the question about eternal life.
所以那天他是需要谦卑付上代价来跪到耶稣面前来问这问题的。
You never get anywhere in life if you are a proud man or a proud woman. You will get nowhere.
如果你是一个骄傲的男人或女人呢，你的一生啊就不可能往哪里去。
You will get misery.
你会非常
and confusion,
非常困惑
and dissatisfaction,
也会不满足的。
So no wonder the Bible says, "Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God."
为什么圣经说，把你自己谦卑在交在那大能主的手里？
But it takes more than humility to answer this question for this man. I believe he was humble.And I believe he was seeking, but he's not willing to listen to the answer that he's given.
所以我知道他是谦卑的，我知道他在寻求，但是光这两个还不够。但是那一天呢，他知道了以后，他并不是真的想。
Okay, so we got to hurry. But the third question is, what was the result?
然后第三个我们要快一点了。第三个的问题就是结果是什么？
So he said, "What have I got to do to have eternal life?" And Jesus said, "You know the law, you know the commandments." And in verse 18, well, there's other things that could be said. Let's just move along. Verse 19, he tells him, "Don't commit adultery." It's like number one on the list. Probably a big problem in everybody's life. Okay.Do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And he said in verse 20, I already did all of those things.
所以第十九节呢，耶稣就讲了诫命啊，不可杀人，不可奸淫，这一切讲完之后，然后这个人对耶稣说呢，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守。
When he said,I've already done all of those things. I can tell you one thing I know for sure.
当他说我一切都遵守了呢，我可以告诉你有一件很确实的事。
He is what we would call self-righteous.
这就是我们常说的自以为义。
Did anybody here, when you were a child, ever dishonor your parents? Raise your hand. If you ever dishonored your parents.
当你是孩子的时候，在座的有。
I gotta put four hands if I had them.
有任何人，只要你。
That means you disobeyed them, or you stuck out your tongue, or you did something. You whispered behind their back. Everybody's done that.
也就是背逆过父母啊，他说举个手。
I asked you a few minutes ago. You know, I said, anybody perfect? Nobody raised their hand. One of the things is you grew up doing bad things as a child. You know that. Everybody knows that.
对，就我每个人成长都是背逆的过程中成长的。作为孩子的时候。
I talked to a man one time about Jesus. You know what he said to me? He said, when you compare me with other men, I'm not that bad of a person.
我有一次跟一个人讲耶稣，他说呢，你知道吗？你把我和其他人比较呢，我就不是一个坏人。
I said, God does not compare us with other people. God compares us with himself. How do you compare with God?
我说呢，神不把我们和其他人比，神把我们和他自己比。那你比神怎么样呢？
So this young man says, I already did it all. Look at verse 21.
我们看一下21节。
Jesus looking at him, loved him, and said, one thing you lack, go your way, sell everything you have, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Come take up your cross and follow me.
耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
I suspect that if eternal life was for sale, and it was $1 million, that people would buy it. I think they would.
Yeah.
如果我说永生啊，来卖。卖价钱是100万的话，会有人买的。
If it was $100 million, not sure whether I'd buy that.
如果是一个亿呢，我不知道会有多少人能买啊。
If it was $1 billion,
如果是十个亿呢
？Probably not worth it.
可能不值这个钱，那是吧
？But you can't buy it.
因为你也买不了。
There's no way you can buy it. Okay.
因为这个东西是无价的。
Bottom line, and we got to wrap it up. Bottom line, verse 22, he was sad at his word and went away sorrowful because he had great possessions.
22节也最后啊，他听见脸上变了色，忧忧愁愁走了，因为他产业很多。
I'm going to suggest that if that young man would have taken his iPhone out, this is a joke, by the way, okay. If he'd have taken his iPhone out, he'd have pulled his bank account up, he'd have transferred the money immediately to a charity somewhere, give it to the poor, bingo, all gone, balance, zero, the Lord would say, yeah, you're willing. You keep your money, you use it for God. But he didn't do that. You see, his money was more important than eternal life. Because we read, he went away sad. Why did he go away sad? He did not want to give up his God. He already had a God.
所以他为什么那天很忧愁呢？因为他没有做一个，比如他的 iPhone 拿出来，把这个所有的财产都捐给一个 charity， 一个慈善，然后最后余额是零。那耶稣会夸奖他，但是呢，在这个时候，他的神是他的产业哈，所以他其实是有神的，这个神就是他的产业。
I want to go to verse 24 quickly. This is the commentary. This is what Jesus says about the whole thing.
24节是一个耶稣的评论。
He says, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter to the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get in heaven.
依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易呢。
Now watch, you've got to get this. I don't want you to misunderstand this.
我希望大家不要误解啊，你要这么。
It is not because he was rich was the problem. That was not the problem.
不是因为他有钱是这个问题。
Look at the end of verse 24. There's a little word there that says, who trust in riches.
注意24节这个小这段里面有一个很重要的词啊，叫倚靠钱财，不是钱财的问题，是他。
If anybody trusts in riches and they don't trust in the Lord, it's impossible. You cannot go to heaven. You can't.
任何人你倚靠钱财不是倚靠主你就进不了天堂。
Jesus said it's easier for a camel. Here's a camel. Big
guy
right here, okay?
大骆驼在这。
And here's a sewing needle right here. You know, like a woman's going to sew with.
还有一个小针眼啊。
Jesus said it is easier for that camel to go through the eye of that needle than it is for a rich man. What kind of a rich man in the context? a rich man that trusts his riches.
他说呢，骆驼穿过这针眼啊，还要容易，比谁容易呢？比倚靠钱财的这种人呢， 进神的国。
Goes on to say, the disciples said, who could be saved? He said, well, God's the God of the impossible. He works in people's hearts, and even someone who trusts in riches can repent and be saved.
然后门徒们说，这个太难了，谁能得救呢？耶稣说，在神凡事都能啊，神在环境里，在你人心里做工，使得一个倚靠钱财的人都能谦卑接受主。
This is what we call a story with a sad ending.
这就是我们说的一个故事，是以一个悲哀的结局来结束的。
The guy had a need. He went to the right person. He heard the right answer. He refused it, and he went away sad. And far as I know, goes to hell because he rejected the Lord Jesus.
所以他有一个需要，他也做了对的决定和选择，他去了耶稣那。但是他得到这个命令，他却没有跟从啊。
He let something so stupid like property and money and possessions come between him and forgiveness and heaven.
他使得一些很愚蠢的这些地上的东西啊，拦在他和救恩和主之间。
Okay, we'll pick up with some more examples next week when we get together.
下周会继续一些更多的例子。
Ooh, okay. Who's going to pray today? I'm just looking around. Juan, can you close in prayer? And you can speak Japanese if you want to. I mean Chinese. Could you do that for us today?
王弟兄带我们做一个结束的祷告。
I make a prayer publicly. So, thank you, God, all knowing God, all powerful God, and visible God. I pray from your wisdom, I can learn more from the Holy Bible. I can change my life. I can. change from cultural Christian to be a practical Christian. Thank you, Lord, for giving me so good lecture from Julius. From Julius, I will thank you. I want my prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you.